just a few days away from Summer League basketball here in Salt Lake City. The Utah Jazz will host Summer League next week, and our next guest will be participating in that. It's really interesting. We talked to this guy just about a month ago on this show, and I said, I had a great chat with him, and I was hoping he could come back here and maybe be back with the Utah Jazz, and lo and behold, Marcus Page had his name called by the Utah Jazz at the end of the second round the other night. So I guess I'll say for the second time on the Bill Riley Show, welcome back to Salt Lake City, Marcus. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for having me back.
Does it feel good to at least have some idea of what your future holds now? Because I know a month ago when we talked to you, everything was very much up in the air.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like you said, last time we talked, I still had double-digit workouts ahead of me and a lot of uncertainty. But now knowing that I'm with a great organization and, you know, kind of knowing exactly where I'll start off is a good feeling.
Did you have any indication whatsoever? I mean, did you get any kind of good vibe from the Utah Jazz, or were you just in the dark like a lot of people were on draft night?
Well, draft night I was pretty in the dark, but leading up I felt good about what I did in my workout in Utah. I had got positive feedback from their staff and the front office and stuff, so I knew I had a chance with them, even though there's kind of a crowded backcourt. I knew I impressed them in workouts, so I was hopeful, and, you know, obviously getting picked 55th, I was a little nervous, but, you know, it felt good.
What was the draft night experience like? Because I think you probably knew you were going to be a second-round pick if you were drafted, so what was the experience like watching it from your living room with your friends and your family and seeing different names come off the board, guys you may have worked out with or against or played with and against? What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a long day. I knew the draft for me probably didn't start till around the 40s, but I still watched the whole thing just because that's part of the experience. So I was sitting there with my family waiting, and, you know, as certain teams that I knew I had good workouts for and needed point guards, as soon as they started, you know, falling off the draft board, I got a little nervous. But then when my agent called me and told me about what Utah did, I was extremely excited because I knew and I was familiar with their coaches, and I knew I had a good workout and that they were pretty high on me.
Talking to Marcus Page here on the Bill Riley Show, one of the newest members of the Utah Jazz. I understand you told the media a little while ago when you kind of met with some of the writers and folks over there that you reached out to a former Tar Heel and Marvin Williams and asked him a little bit about Utah.
Yeah, I just I remember him talking about it when he comes back to Chapel Hill every summer, so I kind of pick his brain a little bit when I get a chance. And he was just telling me how much he loved living out here and working with the team, and how there's a bunch of great guys that run this organization. So hearing that from him, who's somebody I respect a lot as a mentor, was good. So, I mean, I feel great about being out here now.
What did he tell you when you asked him about Utah? Because when he was here for a couple of seasons, he was a great guy. I mean, he's a lot like you Tar Heel guys. Coach Williams, and before Coach Williams, Coach Smith, always coached you up well, but you guys are always – your good interviews, your good quotes, you think your answers out. So Marvin was always one of those guys and a good basketball player too. So what did he tell you about his experience here?
Well, he just let me know that it does snow a lot, which I thought was kind of funny, but I'm from Iowa. I have to handle that, so not too worried about that. But he also just said, you know, it's a great group of people that are going to push you, but they also, you know, they're going to work with you and, you know, they're going to be honest with you, which is something that you don't always get at the NBA level, you know. But he said, you know, there's great transparency in the staff, and they just do a great job working with their guys. So, I mean, I'm excited.
Well, let me tell you, because I grew up in Kansas, and Iowa and Kansas are not too dissimilar, Marcus.
Right.
It is nothing like a Midwest winter here. It doesn't snow sideways. We don't talk about wind chills here like we do in Kansas and Iowa. Yeah, it snows, but it isn't bitter cold like it is in the Midwest. So you'll be all right.
Well, then I can handle it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about that. So what's the plan now? Summer League's next week. Obviously, the Jazz kind of have a log jam, at least for the time being, at the point guard spot. So what have Quinn and his staff and Dennis Lindsay talked to you about and what they expect out of you over the next couple of weeks and months?
Well, I haven't talked to them. I got in last night, so I haven't had any lengthy conversations with them since I've been here. But basically what they said through the process and what they said on draft night is that they really like my game. They want to see me get a little bit stronger. But other than that, they're impressed with how I play, and they, you know, want to give me an opportunity. So I'll be in Summer League and have a chance to go to camp and all that stuff. And you know, whatever happens, happens. I understand it's a loaded backcourt, but I'm ready to work and, you know, let the chips fall within me.
Well, and the good news, too, and I know you know, the ultimate goal is to play with the Utah Jazz, but the way the NBA plays out now with the D-League and the D-League team being here, I mean, the stars are here, too. So, you know, you're going to be working, even if you don't end up on the Jazz regular season roster immediately, Marcus, the stars are right here. So you're going to have a lot of interaction with the team and the club. It's not like a lot of teams where their team's 4 or 5 hours away. There's going to be a lot of interaction, whether you're with the Stars or with the Utah Jazz.
And that was one of the things that was attractive about this place is, you know, how closely connected the two are. And, you know, just that having that and being able to work with, you know, the organization, you know, without being, you know, a long ways away. If that is that route that I end up, that's all good.
You talk with Marvin a little bit. You should get on the horn with Marvin. The Jazz need a little depth, some shooting, some help at the 3-4 spot. You should see if maybe you guys could do a little Tar Heel reunion and get Marvin to come back. He's an unrestricted free agent. Get him to come back this way.
Yeah, I don't know how much leverage I have being a second-round pick and not having any years' experience in the league. But I'll hit him up, see what he's doing.
Hey, are you excited, though?
I'm very excited. You know, you never know. You know, this opportunity doesn't get, you know, everyone doesn't get this opportunity. I get a chance to go to summer league with a great organization, get a chance to try to prove myself and, you know, make it happen. You know, there's no guarantee that I'm going to be in one league or the other, but I'm just excited to prove myself.
Well, I'm excited for you. Like I said, you were one of my favorite pre-draft interviews, and I enjoyed watching you play collegiately at the University of North Carolina. So, by all means, enjoy your time here. We'll see you at Summer League. And by the way, your guy, Jonathan Reinhardt, who's probably put the phone in your ear, the PR guru over there, the media relations guy, he's the guy to hit up. You're a new guy in town. He's the guy to hit up for restaurant recommendations. Jonathan's okay. Like me. He's a foodie. So if you're a guy that likes a good restaurant or two, hit Jonathan up. Other guys could tell you some other stuff, but if you want good spots to eat, Reinhardt can help you out, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yep.
Marcus Paich, Jazz point guard, former Tar Heel with us here on the Bill Riley Show.